Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhardt, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
My guest today is Melissa Bledsoe. She is Lieutenant Melissa Bledsoe, that is, of the Salvation Army. She's one of the executive directors over there at the Salvation Army in Benton Harbor. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to learn more about the Salvation Army in Benton Harbor. You guys have an event coming up later on in April, but I first want to talk about the Salvation Army itself. For people that don't know, I mean, I feel like people see Salvation Army doing certain things. Of course, the Red Kettle and all that stuff. But, you know, what does the Salvation Army do on a regular basis, especially the one in Benton Harbor?
Yeah, so what we like to acknowledge is that we are first a church. So I am an ordained pastor, but we are also known for our social service component.
Okay.
That's something that we do all year round. And so over in Benton Harbor, we serve not just the city of Benton Harbor, but we service all of West Berrien County and all of Van Buren County. So you reside in those areas, we're able to offer you rental assistance, food from the food pantry, utilities, propane help.
Wow.
We also help with first month's rent. So if someone is moving or relocating, we can assist you in that. And then we also offer programs for youth, and that entails brass instruments and choir.
Okay.
And that is completely free to the community.
I didn't know that music aspect. So that's music lessons and things like that. And groups that do they perform and do stuff as well?
So we are gearing up to
create
the kids are pretty shy. They don't want to do a musical, but we're like, no, you should do something.
Yeah.
So we're preparing them for something this summer, something like a small musical or just a mini concert series.
Sure.
Where they're going to be performing the songs that they've learned.
Now, during that time, I know this learning of the instruments and all that stuff, I'm sure you're also probably taking a little bit of time to teach some life lessons as well.
I
think those are pretty important.
Yep. So we offer a program called Character Building. Mm. And what Character Building is, it not only teaches them different tools and trades of life, but it also helps them to, we want to encourage them to grow up to be good citizens.
Yeah.
And so not only learning, you know, it's not only important for them to learn trades and stuff, but it's also important for them to learn how to utilize those skills and those trades and offer it to their communities, offer it to their families, but also to help bring self-worth and good character within themselves.
I didn't realize that you guys covered that large of a footprint. Do you have multiple locations? I know you have the Salvation Army in Benton Harbor. Do you have stuff up along the way?
Yeah, so we have, the Salvation Army is literally all over the place. Hmm. We cover every last zip code in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And our neighbors down in Niles, while we service different areas of the county, we offer pretty much the same things.
Yeah.
They are actually getting ready to build their brand new building.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we are very excited. That has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And so we typically refer each people to each other. So if they have residents who may not necessarily live in their zip code, they'll send them up our way. Mm-hmm. And then the same with us with them. So we work fairly close, although we might be scattered all over the place.
That's awesome. Now, have you been there for, how many years have you been at the Salvation Army in Benton Harbor?
So we have been here within Benton Harbor since June of 2022.
Okay. And you serve as executive director alongside your husband as well?
Yes.
What's that like?
That is interesting. You know, it's one thing to have to work together at home, and then it's a whole other thing to have to work with each other in the office. So
right. Your whole
that's
family's
fun.
With you.
Right.
Yeah, that's
staff is looking at you like, what drama is going to unfold today?
Separating house and home, I'm sure it can be a challenge, but it working together and understanding each other is also a great thing when you are leading.
It's a great opportunity for us to also build character
ourselves. That's wonderful. And then with that, you have an event coming up on the 11th, and this is sort of a celebration and an annual meeting of sorts. Tell me a little bit more about that. It's happening April 11th.
Yeah, so we are hosting our annual dinner. It is our first dinner in over 20 years.
Wow.
And so we felt that it was very important to acknowledge the work. I mean, we do what we do, but we can't do what we do without our donors, without our supporters and our sponsors. And so we felt that it was important to gather together and to celebrate the work that we've all done. And so we have a keynote speaker who is Jackie Huey of Johnson & Rauhoff, who is a big marketing company. And then we also have our Masters of Ceremony is Joshua Short of WNDU.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah.
He's cool.
He's like hilarious.
I'd like to hang out with him. He sounds fun.
Yes. And so actually at that event, he's like, you know, I could be there, but I have to go live at 4. I'm like, sure, dude, you can do whatever you want to do. And then also we have some of our leaders within the Salvation Army that's going to be joining us. We felt that it was also important for the community to see that we have the support of our leaders from our headquarters. So we invited them to come as well. So it's going to be a night of food. It's going to be, I mean, literally, there's going to be a lot of food.
Wow. Okay. And you, of course, would love people, as many people as possible to come to this.
We would love for many people to come.
I imagine it not having one for this many years, there's going to be a lot of need or want for people to buy these tickets. So they're probably going to go pretty fast.
Yeah.
So how do we go about doing that?
The easiest way to purchase tickets is to go to our website, which is sabensonharbor.org.
Okay.
And on that site, there'll be a link for you to click and register. It's the site is very easy to navigate. You'll be able to pick your meal choice and put your card information in, and you'll receive a receipt as well. And there's also an option to donate, in which you will also receive an immediate copy of a receipt that you can put towards your taxes and stuff like
that
for a tax deduction. So, again, the site is very, very easy, sabensonharbor.org.
Can we talk about food for a moment? What kind of food you got? You said there's a lot, but what are we talking here?
We are talking prime rib.
Oh, my.
A charcuterie board.
Oh, man.
Right. And bourbon whiskey chicken. And then we also have something for our vegan vegetarian friends.
Of course,
So quinoa and they're like quinoa stuffed bell peppers. And the meals is catered by CK Catering
here
locally
job.
As well. And we had a tasting. I couldn't make it that day because my son was sick, but my husband and some of our staff went, and they raved about the food, but didn't bring me anything.
Oh, man.
Right. So you're talking about sad.
What about the leadership, the
relationship with
your husband?
You know, this is the whole thing of working with your husband. He does not look out for me.
Honey, it was great. It was fantastic. I think we're in a good shape. Great. I'd love to try some of that.
Right.
Maybe I'll have to just wait. Maybe you get first in line.
That's right.
He'll let you cut in line for this event.
Let's hope.
This is really great. And sort of the things that you said, there's going to be awards. There's going to be, of course, keynote speakers and all that. And what made you guys decide to, like you said, you haven't had anything like this in over 20 years. What made you say that the time is now?
You know, when we got here, the idea, no one even knew that the Salvation Army was still here. We kind of went under the radar or whatnot for whatever reasons.
Sure.
And so when Mario and I got here, we made it our goal to become immersed in a community again.
Yeah.
It was important for us to bring spotlight to the name Salvation Army because not because of who we are, but simply because what we do. There are so many people who need help. So many people. There's currently a housing crisis right now.
Right.
And so to be able to walk alongside of individuals who need help or case management in that case, which is also something we provide. We felt that it was important for everyone to know that, hey, the Salvation Army is still here.
Mm-hmm.
And while we do ask you money for Christmas or whatnot, all of that money comes back to us to be able to provide programs and services throughout the entire year. And so while it was important for us to let our those who are in need know that we're still here, it's also important for us to allow our donors and sponsors to know that, hey, what you're doing, it's going towards a good cause, but here is our opportunity to show you what your cause, what your deed has done. And so at our dinner, we are going to have our annual report, and you're going to see where your dollars went to. You're going to hear about stories and see tangibly what has been going on within the past year and a half of us being here.
Fantastic. It's Lieutenant Melissa Bledsoe. She's Salvation Army in Benton Harbor. As you mentioned, the event on the 11th, you can go to your website to get the tickets, but also I'm sure go to the website or visit you guys in person to you know, take advantage of some of these great services that you guys offer to the community and learn more about that. Again, what's the website? And then also mention the address.
Yeah. So the website is sabentonharbor.org, or you can find us on Facebook. The Salvation Army Benton Harbor will pop right up, and there's a link there. And the address to our building is 233 Michigan Street, right off of Main Street downtown.
Wonderful. Well, so nice to meet you. Looking forward to that event. And thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me.
No problem.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.